Hey, today, Mr. Shem, we're continuing in the 17th parak of Maseches Kelim. We are up to parak Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis. V'yesh ha'amru b'mida gasa. There are some things that they would follow the large end of the range of that measurement. Melo tarvid rekav. When they say a melo tarvid, a spoonful of decomposed body that's mixed in with the dust, that's metame ba'ohel. K'melo tarvid gadol shel rofim. We mean the large ladle that a doctor would use. Ugris negayim, the shear of a gris. For the halachas of tzaras, kugris hakilkali means the size of a gris that was a Sicilian bean, which is a very large bean. Ha'ochel b'yom ha'kippurim k'kosev sagasa. If someone eats on Yom Kippur food that's as big as a large date, kamoa ukigarinasa, meaning the date itself including the pit, v'nodos yain v'shemen. If you have bottles made out of skin for wine and oil, shi'uran kifika. The size of the hole that would make them tahar is the size of a large ball. If you have a window that was not made by a person, the size of the opening that allows tumas mace to go through it is the size of a very large fist. Which is the size of the fist of someone named Ben Batiach. And how big was Ben Batiach's fist? It was like the size of a normal person's head. But if it was made by a person, to meaning the hole, the opening of the wall was made by a person to let light in, then the size of the opening to allow tumas mace to travel through is if it's the size of a large drill of the lishka in the Beis Hamikdash where they needed such tools. Shehu kupundion heitalki, which is the same size as a pundion heitalki, ukesel haneronis, which is the same size as a sela haneronis, ukumel nekav shabaolin. That's the same size as the hole in a yoke. Now we move on to Mishnah Yud Gimel. Kol shabayam tahar. Any kli that's made out of the skin of a sea creature is tahar, chutz mikelef hamayim, except for a sea dog, mereshu bareach liabasha, because it runs onto the dry land. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Meaning, it's not defined as a sea creature because if it's in danger, it goes onto the dry land. Wherever someone goes, when it's in danger, that's what defines what it is. I think they said that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach Paskin that way when people were living, American Kollel guys, were living in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gulf War broke out, and they all flew back to America to run away from Eretz Yisrael, from the danger. I think they said, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said that they're not allowed to keep one day of Yontif, because you're not considered a Ben Eretz Yisrael if you run at the first sign of danger. You're considered a Ben Chutz La'aretz. I think we paskin that, makes sense to paskin that way, halach l'maisa, right? After October 7th, when everyone was doing, understandably, they were scared. Everyone was running back to their homes in America, except for Israelis. Israelis weren't running back to their homes in America. So if you're running back to your homes in America, it means you're not an Israeli. You keep 2 days Yantif. If you're staying in Israel, then it means you are an Israeli. You keep 1 day Yantif. Ha'osa kelim min ha'gadol b'yam. If someone makes kelim from something that grows in the yam, v'chibra lehem min ha'gadol ba'aretz, and you attach to it something that grows from the earth, afilu chut, afilu mashicha, even a thread or a ribbon, davreshu mekabel tuma. If it's something, you attach it in a way that one thing would become tummy from the other if they were both made from the earth, so tummy. Then the thing is tummy, even though it's mostly made up of yam material and not earth material. So what we learned today is that there are certain midos that are described, but really we go with the larger end of the range, like a kosev sagasa on Yom HaKippurim. And then we discussed the size of a hole between two rooms to be mevi tumas meis. And then in Mishnah Yud Gimel, we said that anything skin of sea creatures is not makabel tuma, but something that will run to the land, according to Rabbi Akiva, when it's in danger, will be makabel tuma, because that's a land creature. And if you have a kli that's made of two different parts, land and sea, then we go with it would all be makabel tuma if they're closely enough connected. That had they both been land items, one would be makabel Tumah from the other. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Dalet.